I think that it's a great thing that she is here. I hope he would never reconsider and feel bad because I was listening to him, because she was brought into this world for a reason, and that was so he'd have someone to take care of him and assist him as he ages, because that's the natural progression of life, right? Sure.
Welcome back to Now We're Dad's little side spinoff here. Today I'm joined with my mom, guys. Hello. Yes. Why don't you introduce yourself for the people here?
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Jackie.
I'm mom.
So my mom wanted to come on the show today to talk a little bit about the episode that I dropped today. I don't know what yet, but I did see a comment. And what are your thoughts, mom? Episode 15, correct?
So correction. I didn't want to come on today. He asked me to come on. There's a difference. I'm a very technical person. So
okay.
I think I'm an attorney in another life. First of all, it was great, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
From beginning to end. It was by far, I can see the improvement. It was amazing. I love how you changed the aspect of it, you know? And gave an episode of actually being dad, like a whole dedicated episode to that. So, because you still want to bring it back around to what your podcast is essentially about. And it was very interesting seeing the three different variations of where you guys are in your life. You know, where, what was the one gentleman's name that was at the end? Sorry. And that's going to keep happening.
Keep hitting the mic here.
It will, yeah. You're lucky I'm sitting still right now.
If you're looking at me, what side?
To your left.
Steven?
Not Steven.
The other, Johnny.
Yeah, you don't confuse me. Yeah, so okay. Johnny. You know, hearing his story, obviously, that it breaks your heart saying, oh, when he can't be alone with his child. And then I'm thinking as he's talking, you guys are talking about that, and I was thinking, well, you know, he can't be alone now, but that's not a forever thing.
Hopefully.
Right? Well, she's going to get to an age where she's going to be able to, if something happened, pick up the phone or
she
something like that.
She can take care of herself, theoretically. For sure. Yeah.
So it's not a forever thing.
Yes.
Second of all, I think that it's a great thing that she is here. I hope he would never reconsider and feel bad because I was listening to him, because she was brought into this world for a reason, and that was so he'd have someone to take care of him and assist him as he ages, because that's the natural progression of life, right? Sure. So, all three of you guys, great fathers. I really just wanted to tell you, but all three approaches are different, but amazing fathers. Like, I could cry. So, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, obviously with him first, I'm trying to stay on track. I just had an espresso shot. And audience, you'll realize that I sidetrack a lot. It's just how my mind works. I'm trying to stay focused.
You have to see where I get it from.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Okay, so his story obviously is like very heartbreaking and heartwarming. And then you guys came in and gave him a different perspective that it gave me a different perspective. Although I don't deal with it, there are positives to it as well. It's not all negative. Mm-hmm. And I love how both you guys came from different angles and really meant it. So the authenticity was amazing. You know, the empathy, you know, it's spot on. And I'm not bringing this up like, oh, good job on the thing. It's just, I'm telling you the aspects that I enjoyed as a viewer, because I'm a YouTube consumer since the beginning.
Right.
And so that was really good and necessary, I think, for him to hear. I really hope that he, like, really internalizes that. And, you know, I have a firm belief that everything happens for a reason. Even though it doesn't go our way in that moment, there's a reason for it.
I think he is being a lot more receptive to just talking with us a bit more. So you've seen our other host that comes on the show a lot. It's Tony.
Okay.
Right, Jubera. Mm-hmm. I call him Jubera. Yeah. So us four all started at the same job like 6 years ago now, and all became friends at different points and not friends at other points. And
yeah, we talked about that.
Friend groups and all that. Yeah. But when I was first putting this all together and wanting to get all of my friends who became dads around the same time, within a couple of years, of course, but since then we have all gotten a lot closer. we have forgiven each other from everything in the past, everything we've said, all the stupid stuff we did when we were
nonsense.
22 to 25 year old men with egos, and
nothing serious ever.
You realize after having kids that, you know, that that time really doesn't matter.
Just a different person.
We all became different people, and he's been a lot more. He's been calling a lot more, talking a lot more, because sometimes it's easy to let a lot of that stuff eat away at you, and I'm guilty of that myself, of reclusing myself and making sure that I just take care of what I can take care of, and if I let anyone else in, it can be a bit overwhelming. But
That's so me.
Yeah,
I will cut everyone off in a heartbeat. Yes. Everyone knows that I have no. The only people that are excluded from that are my children, obviously my granddaughter now, and my husband. Yeah. Outside of that, I will cut the whole world off.
Yeah.
That has to do with childhood trauma, but
yeah.
That's
and
just what
I
it is.
Realize that although there are times where it's okay and it might be a bit necessary sometimes to kind of understand what you're doing and take like really deep dive into what you're thinking about. But I think it's also important to make sure that we don't exclude the people who can be a big value to us, especially the people who just truly love us. Like I know at times I might have not talk to you as much, and I'm rolling your eyes now.
By the way, we both are eye rollers, and I tell him, stop rolling your eyes. And as when he was growing up, he was not allowed to roll his eyes. Stomp away, man. We don't do that in my home.
I should preface that by saying my mom and I have never had a bad relationship with each other.
No.
We have always been very close, but there's just times where I just want to be by myself.
He was a young adult.
Yeah, hid away within myself.
Okay.
Became my own person. And I think what I'm trying to do now is just making sure that I have a community that we constantly keep up with each other. And that also.
Oh, yeah. You've definitely made a 180 on that aspect, and I appreciate it. But going back to your episode.
Yeah, sorry.
I believe it was this one today that I saw, which was 16.
15.
15 that you talked to. Oh, yeah, because you guys had that discussion at the end.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised at my attention span. You discussed about you and your brother and how he's the good son. He's a better son to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he tries. No, he don't try. He stuck to my hip. Let's be clear. He loves his mom, and that's okay. He adores me. He calls me every day. By the way, he lives in Guam. FaceTimes me every day.
Yeah.
Nazriff said one day, he FaceTimes you every day? I'm like, yeah. And mind you, Nazriff lives 5 minutes from my house.
It's like seven.
Seven. Okay. not the way I drive. But, and I said, yeah, we talk every day. Like, I might go a month without seeing Nazareth before. And he was like, he looked disgusted. And then,
disgusted.
Nazzy, it was like, I remember it clearly. You're like, and you're like, well, what do you guys talk about?
Yeah, I did say that.
And I was like, you? You not calling me, you hurting my feelings because you didn't call me. Yeah. But no, I'm definitely loving where we're at now. My granddaughter has definitely brought us together, and I can't even ask for anything better. But I don't want to get emotional. Let's go back to your episode.
Great. Yes.
Okay, so that was one segment of that, and I'm listening to you guys, and it's so true, everything you were saying. So it really, even though I don't know what he's going through, it was just so much great advice that I didn't think about it in that aspect, and how you guys all three are on different journeys with your children, you know.
Yeah.
And then Stephen, you know, spoke, and you know, what a great young man. Stephen, you're my favorite.
Don't do that to him.
I'm your first fan. He's just amazing taking on the responsibility he did, and really not taking it on like, oh, you took on a responsibility, but that's his family. Those are his children. And the way he owns that is amazing. And he's only going to be blessed in life because of that. You know, he's going to have all the love because step parents are amazing. I can show you text messages from my stepmom that she sent me when she was in my life when I was younger. It's amazing. And maybe one day we can go through that journey. So his story was different, you know, the working, having a ton of kids. I thought you may have brought it up and you didn't. When he said he takes one kid out, one different kid every time. And I'm like, Nazzy's not even saying how I would have a date with my kids once a week and I would alternate. So I would take Nazi out on a date, you know, lunch or whatever, and we would sit down and with no one else, and then I would do the same with Junior.
Well, I completely forgot about that.
I'm like,
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I did.
Maybe that's why we all meet. Yeah, we're all good. But yeah, wow.
So I would do dates with, because I wanted to, you know, with the busy lives that I always wanted to reconnect with you guys.
Because we had different interests too.
Yeah. And I wanted you to know that you was just as important. Each of you guys, and I believe that all kids need their individual time. I don't think that it always needs to be a nucleus collective, because some kids could get lost in the process. You know, maybe some kids that are more active or more, they're getting more attention, or, you know, the quiet one where they're good. They, you know, and it's not okay. You know, everyone deserves attention. Yeah, some of them are going to get more attention for obvious reasons at times, but you have to tune in with the other ones as well. Everyone likes their own individual time. So that was important for me. I couldn't do much, but I knew that that was important for me to just kind of gauge in, because sometimes when other people are around too, you kind of don't say what you want to say. And I know there were times that Domingo and I were fighting. And so, you know, that can, the energy in the home or the energy at that moment may just make everyone, like, you know, be in a different space. So I always held that, you know, to be true, where I just gave my kids that one-on-one attention at least twice a month, or at least once a month, you know, for each individually. And so, so I just wanted to remind you, you know, so when you need to take care of me when I'm older. So, and then you gave your, I forget how you guys phrase it, fear or what was it like?
Our insecurities.
Your insecurities. And obviously, I'm very sensitive, extremely sensitive when it comes to my boys and my granddaughter. Like, extremely sensitive. And so when you spoke about, you know, your limited time with your daughter, because she doesn't live with you. I mean, I just started busting out crying, you know, because I always heard you, but not really heard you, if that makes sense. So it made me reflect, like, I've been selfish with my granddaughter and not thinking about your feelings as a father. And that made me feel bad. And I'm sorry, because I need to make sure that you have as much time with her as possible. And so if that means that if I have her on a date and you want to pick her up, you know, by all means, grab her. You know what I mean? Or like we used to do when she was younger, we would watch the show and stuff like that. But if you just want to, you know, just come and scoop her up, I'm complete. Because before I'd be like, no, and I'm thinking, no, that's not okay. You know, because I do get out of time, excuse me, that I can see her. So,
you know what? And talking about the times we used to go over and watch shows, I don't know why we stopped doing that. I actually loved those moments.
You got into the podcast. You was in a brief relationship.
Things changed.
Situationship. And then, you know, we just life, yeah. Life be lifing. And so, but yeah, that was, I think it was so important. This is why I'm so proud of you and this, what you're building here. I've never, obviously I'm not your age group, and I'm not like consuming your type of content. I wasn't aware that there is a space for what you guys are doing. I'm not aware if anyone else is doing it. And I know you wasn't even on social media. So you was not on social media on any platform, YouTube, but you wasn't.
I wasn't
in your world. This was an original thought.
I was consuming content,
right?
But I
wasn't
so
we don't.
Really,
I'm not saying you're the first. We can't say that because we don't know everyone's thing. But you, this was an original concept to you, and you said, "Oh, where's my life at now? And what's important to me? And just being a father is just the only thing that's important to you, you know, for the most part." So, I'm very proud of you. But I also feel like all three perspectives was amazing to hear, because not only, I'm sure everyone can resonate with each one of those, you know, a different person, but also there's more stories out there. But I also feel like people like you hearing your friend about not staying alone with your daughter when you have her all day by yourself, maybe not overnight, he would love that. And you have that. But yet he has. So it's like, you know what? Everyone needs to just appreciate what they have. Yeah, sometimes like, and I'm glad that you say you get yourself out that funk and
try to sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And stuff like that. So I just think that it was amazing, because everyone needs to appreciate. It's almost like you can't look at what the other person has on their plate. You have to see what you have on your plate and enjoy it, you know?
Love that.
Yeah. So it was a good episode.
That's another memory that I'm going to store. And I, something when I used to be with my daughter's mom, mm-hmm. when we were going through life, there were so many times in our relationship where something would come up in our life and immediately I would reference something that you said to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
you told me that after you moved out, after a few years, you're like, oh my God, mom, I'm turning into, I think every time you say, I say something, it sounds like what you told, or yeah. so whatever you
but
say. Yeah.
The problem was you were telling me when I was 14 and the advice wasn't relevant yet.
I was telling you things since you was three.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to teach him about life at three.
It just didn't click until I was 21, 25. Yeah, yeah. And then after being a father, it did click eventually.
Because you have it up here. You don't know how, why, and when, but you have it up there.
We also went over some comments that, but why is your child crying?
Oh, that was cute. Yeah. It was cute. It was really cute. That was a great segment. Okay, you know, awesome. Maybe it ran a little too long. By the way, I'm a very critical person, but my son knows. He doesn't take it personal. It's just who I am, only with him. Like, as soon as I drove up today, his grasp looks crazy. And then I pull up. I don't notice the front. I walk in and I like kind of wanted to peek in his back to see what's going on.
Don't look back there. I have.
And I said, what? Like, what is going on with this guy? So I walk back towards the front and I look at the front. So the first thing, I didn't even give him a kiss or anything. I'm like, you need to cut your grass. He just had an injury. He's
can't
limping.
Even push a lawnmower. And she's like, you need to cut your grass.
So, you know, as soon as I see him, I'm like, I'm talking about the episodes. What needs to improve? It's just who I am. But he doesn't take it personally. Yeah. Oh, but on that topic, because I'm your mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. In case you guys haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. By the way, they were never allowed to be disrespectful in any way, form, shape, capacity. Not in my home.
No. Which, like she said, we're both eye rollers. I rolled my eyes once at her when I was 18 and I got threatened to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a threat. She was serious.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We don't stomp our feet walking away. We don't do it. I don't care what you say in your head or when I'm not around because I was a kid too.
Yeah.
But there was no disrespect in my home. And it wasn't by, you know, any form of corporate punishment either. It's just that's not what we do in my home.
Yeah.
Moving on, except for my granddaughter JoJo, because you know she does everything to me and it's okay.
That's how it is with grandkids.
You,
right?
You love your grandkids so much more. So anyways, we were talking about the episode and not the celebrity thing, but there was about critiquing me. Like, or you said, is it okay for your child to critique you? Did you read the comment I left? Because I was really interested in hearing your response. Did you read it yet?
I did read it about if I would judge you.
And if I would appreciate
it.
You judging me. Would I be okay with you judging it?
I don't know.
Actually. No. I'm shocked that you would even. Absolutely not. You should have no. No thought about me. And definitely not express it to me. Did that pop? No. I'm on with Steven. You...
If his feelings would get hurt?
No, that's I agree with Steven.
Yeah, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. I never want my children to look at me in any light. Obviously, no one's perfect. I've given you a lot of lessons. I've talked about a lot of things that that were not good in my life. And maybe some decisions that I made that were not the best decisions. But as a parent, I don't feel that you need to share everything with your child. Just like I don't need you to share your deepest, darkest secret. You know, I just ask you to, you know, be a good person, try to be a good person. But the people you respect and love the most, you don't want to look at them different. And, you know, there's some things that, I'm open game for a lot of things, but there's some things that, I definitely don't want you judging me.
Fair enough.
I mean, I was offended one day. He walked in. I'm not the best with finances. And he walks into my home and he's like, not because I was always asking to borrow money, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We need to speak. And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, I need to get your finances in order. I know my shit ain't good. Excuse me. I taught you about credit. I taught you, as you said in that episode, do as I say, not as I do. I have poor man syndrome. Shop till you drop. But yeah, that is it. But good episode. Really, really, really good. It was fun funny as heck, as always.
Awesome.
I'm laughing with you guys. And you guys are like not typically what I would be watching, you know, your age group and what you're talking about and stuff. And I really enjoy it. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for coming by. Thank you for stopping by.
We don't know this, if this is going to air either, because I don't think he knows how to put filters, but that was
just it. But I think this went great.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure.
And I just thought about that on the spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Steven would love to hear how much you're his, how much he's your favorite.
good guy.
But thank you, Mom. Again. So,
oh, one thing.
Yes.
I disagree with Steven.
On?
Curse, curse, curse. I used to curse my kids out. Listen, you little motherfucker. I might have to bleep that. Shut the fuck up. Come on, fuck you up. That's some of the curse words. I was a cursor.
I think as long as you can, as long as you can show them when it's not appropriate to use certain language, which you would do with me.
I respect.
You didn't let me swear around you.
No.
You didn't let me talk to you a certain way. No. And that forced me to learn how
to. But you can't be naive either.
Yeah, of course.
And you can't say that. You can't force your kids to be like you.
No.
You know, but they're their own individual. But I can understand Steven having expectations for it. And I think that however he wants to raise his family is amazing. I'm just saying from my perspective, curse them motherfuckers out. But they're good. Look at my kids are well adjusted. As long as you do it with love.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, but like I can turn it on and off when I need to.
Absolutely.
I'm in a professional environment or if I'm trying to have a real communication with someone, then I don't need to talk a certain way.
No, but you have to know how to engage.
When I'm here with the guys, then we talk a different way. And that's it's just how I talk with my cousins, how I talk with my brother. It doesn't matter how I talk.
I have a potty mouth. Sure. Not at work, but
of course.
I'm a very professional at work. Mm-hmm.
But you taught me how to use it in the right sense. And we'll teach Jolene that the same way.
Mm-hmm. She'll be like, shut up, motherfucker. Daddy, you stupid. I was just telling her the other day, your daddy's not stupid. Your daddy's not stupid. I forget why we were mad at you.
Man.
Oh, because I don't know. I can't remember. You remember?
You don't tell me.
It was like something you forgot.
You probably told my daughter's mom. It didn't tell me.
No, I forgot. Okay. We laugh at you all the time. All right. Love you.
Love you too, Mom.
And love you more than anything. Anything. Yes. In the world. More than anything.
Awesome.
You three.
Forever. All right, so this has been Now We're Dads, little side spinoff episode. Thank you guys for joining us, and get looking forward to a future episode with my mom where we go more in depth about my childhood. Okay, and we're out.